This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Monday afternoon. John Davis is here. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. John, thanks for being with us. A lot of ground to cover. Let's start with South America, work our way from Argentina northward. They've had dry conditions, looking for rainfall to alleviate some of that.
Yeah, we are going to get some better rains coming into some areas of Argentina as we go through the next week or 10-day time frame. It's interesting is that the rains coming into Argentina, they are not all encompassing. So you will improve some of the acreage across Argentina, but other areas will tend to be missed out somewhat across that zone. So the bottom line right now for Argentina, a little bit of a mixed situation, certainly not, you know, widespread major problems, but you do have a situation where some areas are in need of getting rain, some areas in pretty good shape. So widely variable across Argentina. The opposite is true in Brazil, where weather conditions have been and will continue to be very favorable, and we don't see any real major issues, no real risk as we go through from now into the latter portion of January.
Here in the United States, we've had a warm-up, and boy, does it feel warm, though it's not all that warm.
Well, it's amazing how good 32 degrees feels, right?
Yes.
It's incredible after that kind of a stretch. Again, a stretch of historic cold across the Midwest and really much of the central and eastern U.S. We do have about 5 days of very warm conditions. However, over the upcoming weekend, for about another 4 or 5 days, another significant cold shot comes down. Not as severe as what we've been through over the last couple of weeks, but still, temperatures well below normal. And then after that 5 days, we warm up substantially again, with highs back up in the 50s later on next week. So it is a real roller coaster ride from a temperature standpoint through the next couple of weeks.
Farmers across the nation, even here in the Midwest, are chattering about how dry the conditions have been, though that usually gets taken care of during the spring months. However, dry conditions in the plains have been around for a long time. What do you think there?
They've been around since the middle of October, and this is a historically dry period across the central and southern plains. One of the reasons why the hard red winter wheat crop got so poorly established. We see no improvement. We see no change in that situation, not only short term, but even longer term as we think about the latter portion of the winter. So even though the crop is in a dormant state right now, that is an area to monitor as we go through late winter and also looking ahead towards spring.
And then finally, as we get the warm up here, and sometimes this happens, I don't know whether these are two things are quite related. If we get warmer, Russia tends to get colder. It's kind of the polar opposite of us. Are we concerned at all about Russia and Ukraine and other places that would have a winter wheat crop?
It's an area to watch because, as a matter of fact, as we get warmer, they are getting colder. It's all the position of the polar vortex. And the polar vortex is more so headed into Asia. No threatening cold right now over the next 10 days or so, but that is a situation to watch because they have no protective snow cover. And we've even gotten some reports that some of that winter wheat crop began to come out of dormancy, which is extremely unusual for that area of Russia.
Hey, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you and Mark Russo again next week.
My pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Risk Pulse. He's from Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. Check us out online. Listen to us anytime you'd like on demand. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, the NPR One app, any way that you listen to a podcast. And one of my favorite ways is right there off the website at willag.org. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.